Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! How y'all doing today? Welcome to Shut Up and Eat. This is a new weekly show on Business Radio X. I'm Tom Voris with Choices to You. On this show, we will feature some of the top restaurants in our area. We'll talk with some of the top restaurant owners and managers. Our show is brought to you by ChoicesToYou.com and Priority One POS. I am very happy to say on the show today, I have Ryan with Abbott's Bar and Grill.
Hello, Gwinnett.
How you doing, man? Ryan, I've known you now since 2013.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. And we're still friends. It's kind of cool. Got to like that. Hey, now, we talked about this before. Abbott's has been around since 2003.
Yeah, it's been an institution in Johns Creek. Johns Creek was actually became a community in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been there before Johns Creek was even the city. So we decided we started looking for restaurants around 2011 to buy a restaurant, and Abbott's happened. Sale. So 2012, we basically
became Abbott's.
We took it over. We kept the name and just increased our community appeal and tried to be involved in the community and give a good place, a local place that people can go and have a good meal.
And I can back up what you say on that, because since we have actually been working together, and I've been to the restaurant. I've eaten at the restaurant. I've been there when music was, they had music. And I've seen some of the things you've done. You guys, you're part of the community, and it shows. You go to some places and you know if they're doing something right when you can go there and almost every time see a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
Because they feel good going there. And that's one thing I noticed when I was there. It's like, okay, I saw those. And it could be early and it could be late.
Right.
You kind of wonder if they're there the whole time.
We have our hour periods of our regulars that have their set times they come in. But, yeah, that really makes or break a restaurant is having community relations and having people that can be, that's my place I go to.
Yes, yes. I got to tell you right now, I'm sitting here kind of laughing at myself because I'm talking into a pink mic
it's
cover.
Very lovely.
Yes, it is. Yes, it doesn't match my eyes, but that's okay. That, and I'm actually eyeballing this burger that you brought, and you said that's a...
Oh, that's our number one selling burger. It's our Abbott's burger. It's got egg, bacon, avocado, garlic pepper aioli on a fresh Kaiser bun from a local bakery, Engelman's Bakery, that's actually in Norcross.
Oh, my gosh. So would it be rude that I eat and you get too chocolate?
I insist that you eat it. Go ahead, take a big bite.
Oh, looks like we're going to do a mic change here real quick, because that one doesn't seem to be doing the job right.
How are we doing now?
I guess all right. Yeah, slide on over. Ah, yeah. Yes, the beauty of radio. You can't see all the things going on, but, you can hear them. So now it's family owned.
Yes, it's actually myself, my wife, my brother, and my sister-in-law.
Okay.
We all have our different parts in the business, but it's family owned. We're I live in Johns Creek. My brother and sister-in-law live in Cumming, so we're right there. We're right part of everything.
It must make for some interesting family gatherings.
Oh, it's let me tell you, in the beginning, it was a little rough.
Oh, please elaborate.
When we in 2012, when we did purchase it, mm-hmm. We're living in Virginia. We got married in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, within a three-month period and bought a restaurant. So on top of that, when we moved down here, we actually lived with them. So,
oh my gosh!
We had our daughter at the time, and they have two daughters. So it was a full house and working all the time. And
man,
interesting.
No, keep talking. I'm trying to eat.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't shut up. You're the one who's eating, right?
So you'd see each other pretty much the whole time at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then you'd see each other pretty much after the restaurant.
Yeah.
And you guys are still talking.
Yeah, we're still talking.
That's cool.
We had some rough patches, but it's all worked out. I'll work out for the best. And we're going almost on year six now that we've been there. So it's...
And that right there is an accomplishment.
Yes.
You know, restaurants make it or break. Even, you know, restaurants that may have been established and then somebody comes in and takes them over.
Oh, it's. I mean, you can see it. We see restaurants close all the time. Even just in our small community, we've probably seen at least 20 restaurants close and come and go, and something else has gone in, and they're gone already. So it's...
Yeah, I've seen that. That's actually happened to us, where some of the restaurants that we are partnered with, they'll close and they won't tell us.
Yeah.
The next order they get, we go, nobody's answering the phone. So we send a driver, and the driver calls, it's empty. What?
Yeah. Heads up would be nice.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the menu changes things, too. Like, we changed our menu. When? Oh, yesterday. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Can't make that. Well, can you try?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, you know. So, again, talking about that, because sometimes people go into an established restaurant, such as Abbott's, mm-hmm. and they try to make their, you know, I know you guys made some changes, but they try to just reinvent the wheel.
It's always, it's kind of funny because Burger King have it your way. It's because you design a menu to try to appeal everybody that you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you have certain things that you have to factor in, like food cost, production cost, and actually ease of production. Because, I mean, there's times that people want changes that you just can't physically do because production.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't do these things. You can't just do what they want you to do.
I know it's
you can't snap at a finger and bam, there it is.
It would be nice if we had that power.
Life would be a heck of a lot easier, wouldn't it? But I know you guys did do some changes.
Yeah, no. When we first took over, we actually
you put your personal touches into it. So
we took surveys from the regulars and people that were coming in for years, found out what their favorite items are, and base their menu starting with those,
mm-hmm.
and just expanded and made it more of American style, where we could fit everything. We actually expanded a lot with vegetarian dishes and stuff like that, because the Johns Creek community is very diverse,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to hit everybody in there, but just let them know it is your American place in Johns Creek to go.
In other words, if you're in the Johns Creek area, heck, if you're anywhere, Duluth, well, Suwanee.
With our location, it's kind of funny because we're actually within a mile of Alpharetta, a mile of Suwanee, a mile of Cumming. And
there you go. And so any of those areas you guys want, it look, you can either order from Choices to You and have plenty of options so that you can take care of everybody, or go to Abbott's, all sit there, and everybody can have what they want.
Exactly.
You can't beat that at all.
No, not at all.
And now, well, here I want to real quick – I'm going to take a second.
Okay.
I'm going to mention a couple things, and then I want to get into all the stuff that you guys do.
Yeah,
because I know that'll take a minute or two. I do want to remind everybody that Shut Up and Eat is sponsored by Priority One POS. They provide merchant and credit card processing solutions, POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based business throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they are a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making their processing rates among the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit card processing, merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're your team. We're a team partner and willing to help. One other thing. Want to remind everybody that coming up on June 20th is the Carnival to Crush Cancer. This is hosted by the Gwinnett Young Professionals, and it'll be at Frenick Marketing Group at 4940 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Suite 320, Berkeley Lake,
3-0-0-7-1. Join the Gwinnett Young Professionals for Carnival to Crush Cancer. All event proceeds benefit Cooper's Crew and honor Hannah Carlson. Proceeds are used to collaborate with Cure to help fund research projects specific to sarcoma cancers, to grant wishes for children with cancer, and award scholarships to high school seniors who have overcome adversity or hardship. Guys, I will just say this, that is something that is very, very near and dear to my heart. I don't know how to quite say, I'm part of it in a way, only because I care about the children. Sometimes I consider myself on the outside looking in, but at the same time, don't feel so bad about that because, you know, but I could not even think about what would, oh, and there they are. The tissues are thrown to me. I guess they thought I was going there. I just cannot, you know, think about what parents go through with their kids and what, you know, with this. And groups like this that help to try to end this are ones that I'm a big fan of, as well as some other groups. And that's why I'm lucky I get to be Santa Claus for a bunch of these kids and even the Easter Bunny. Yeah, I'm going to throw a plug out for myself. I have multiple personalities, and I'm okay with that. So
I can attest to that, too.
Yes.
I've seen all the faces.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Yes. Yes, sometimes being a friend of mine on Facebook definitely does not make for a dull day. Okay, now that I have done my little PSA.
It's definitely a great PSA, though.
Yes, and I also am just going to mention, because you and I talked about this before we went on air, they were looking for some folks, you know, restaurants to donate food, and I got to say, it was great that you, without even having
no hesitation. We're, like I said, we're a community restaurant. We're part of the community, and something, an event like that is something that you know you don't even have to ask me.
No, I know, and I appreciate it. That's one of the things, you know, again, we've been working together since I started out with the company called Go Waiter, and, you know, we've always had great communication. You know, if there was an issue, we talked about it, you know, and it was fantastic. And
we even did it face to face, not just email or text. It's unbelievable in 2018.
I know, right? You know, that's the thing. You know, there's these other companies out there that it's like trying to.
Yeah, you don't have a face anymore.
No. And so, you know, I like that fact that we, you know, our drivers, we know what our drivers look like. Yep. We meet our drivers, you know, and yes, we have face to face with our restaurants, and we can, you know, we can come see you, or we can, you know, whatever. So that's a big part of it with that. Now, getting to all the things that you guys do every day of the week.
I guess we can probably start off with Monday and make it the easiest.
Great. Let's start off with the day that everybody really hates.
Yeah, I mean, Monday is always typically a slower day in most restaurants. So what we do is actually we do special. We don't have prime rib all the time, but we'll do prime rib on Monday nights. We do half-price bottles of any wine that's in-house.
So that's a no-brainer, folks.
You can go there and
Monday,
get a $12 bottle of wine and prime rib. You can't beat that. We also do $3.75 any of our drafts. So it's definitely, if you're not into wine, you can try some of our delicious local brew and or a regular domestic brew. But it's there for everybody, and it's at a reasonable price. When you're paying $3.75 even for a Sweetwater $4.20, you're not going to find that at much places.
No.
So Monday is definitely a good day for wine and beer.
To tell you, okay, the week's just started. Let me go to Abbott's, and yay!
And that's why we push Tuesdays now. We do $3.25 bottled beer. Any of our bottled beers,
we'll cut that. We'll cut that part out.
Okay. Then we actually have team trivia come in and do trivia night on Tuesday nights, where we give away house cash. First prize gets $40. Second gets $25. Third gets $15. And you know what? We even throw a $5 one out there just for a thank you for coming to trivia.
See, so, my term on that would be just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, shits and giggles.
Yeah, there you go. So, again, this is internet radio. So
that's if Tom comes and plays with his family and they come in last place, we feel bad for him. So we throw him that little bone to come back.
I show up, you might as well just give me the last place thing. Okay. If I brought my kids or something, no, trust me.
And then what we do is on Wednesdays we actually have Open Mic Atlanta. It is now deemed the Micro Music Festival.
Nice.
What that is basically area musicians come in, they play a couple of their songs or cover a couple songs, and they basically jam with other area musicians just to have a good night out and practice some new stuff and see. And actually, what it leads to is we have live music on Fridays and Saturdays, And a lot of our bands that we have play on Fridays and Saturdays have come to open mic, and we booked them through the open mic. So it gives us an opportunity to see people too, which makes it nice for us, because there's so many bands out there that want to play, and you just don't know how they're going to be until you actually see them live.
And on that note, how many have you had that you're going, oh God, please tell me they're almost done?
You know, honestly, it's probably about 92% actually people that you're like, okay, I can see that they can actually play. And there's about 8% that are like, don't quit your day job. Now, but you don't say that, because, I mean, it's you want to be friendly.
Yeah, of course.
But that kind of ties into Thursday nights where we have karaoke. We actually call it judgment-free karaoke. And let me tell you, it's not 92% people. It's probably about 30% bad and 70% decent.
Ow. So what are the drink specials there so that you can make sure you – because, you know, if you have a few cocktails, just about everything sounds all right.
Yeah, we do $4 Goose Islands, $5 house wines, and – that usually gets people tuned up a little bit.
So they're prepping.
Tuned up or tuned in, I don't know. You can take it,
I think it's
way.
A little bit of both. Yeah. You know? They don't leave, you know. So what I got, what was the most outrageous karaoke you ever, I mean, where somebody just took something and did a
Well, honestly, it actually happened a couple weeks ago. It was actually my wife who actually bartends on Thursday nights. She decided to bring in my daughter's Batman mask and do a song karaoke style like the Christian Bale Batman. And you can actually find that on our Instagram page, Abbott's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And you should definitely check that out.
You get that, folks, the Instagram page.
But, I mean, karaoke nights, I mean, like last night, there's a big birthday party for a karaoke. Everybody just goes out there and has a great time, and it's all about having fun.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
No judgment. Oh gosh, I'm sure. So then
we get into the weekend. Fridays and Saturdays. I mean, we have live bands start at 9 o'clock and they end at midnight. We never charge a cover, so it's not going to cost you anything unless you decide to get something to eat or you get a nice beverage.
But that's just you want that anyway. I mean,
well,
you know,
of course, but
I mean.
I mean, that's why we're in business. I mean, we're there to sell drinks and sell food. I mean,
really?
It's crazy.
You mean you don't want them just come in there and sit there and do nothing?
Oh, it's you know, have not some order people that
really
like do that. Yeah, but
no,
not too many, but it's
not. are they sometimes the same ones every time?
Yeah,
yeah. Not mentioning any names, but
there's no names out
no
there.
No names. Okay,
but we usually do all local music, all local musicians. I mean, a lot of them have regular jobs during the day, and their hobby is music, and it gives them an outlet to come out and play. And
yeah,
it's nice. I mean, we do a lot of classic rock. We do some country, do some top 40. So we do mix it up a little bit, too.
Just like the food. There's a little something for everybody.
A little something for everybody.
See, that's what I like, man. You're worldly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you even though you cannot please everybody. Lord knows, you seem to try.
I try. We're in the people-pleasing business, you got to make every best effort to make people happy.
Now, what are your hours
during the week? We open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Uh-huh. Closing times always vary.
Yeah.
We're one of the few restaurants where you walk in and don't see any hours on the door.
Now that you mentioned that, it kind of
comes with the mindset when somebody sees hours on the door. And say you close at 9:30, and they walk in at 9:30, and you tell them, no, we're about to close. It's not a good thing, because then they think they're going to get bad food. People are trying to rush out of there. And we're like, when we close, but we don't want you to feel if you come in at 9:30 and we're closing at 9:30, you can't still come in.
And be served and taken care of properly.
Right.
And that's the way it is. I mean, because, you know, it's all about service. It's all about taking care of the customer. You know, and wanting them to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Preferably before you close, but
yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's part of it. I mean, some people eat later than other people. And we try, the earliest we close is 9:30. The bar usually stays open a little later.
Gotcha. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, we keep the bar usually an hour or two later. But the bar has, like, we call it soft closing.
Okay.
If we have people in there, we're going to stay open. If no one's in there, we're not going to torture us.
So at least whatever time Johns Creek says you have to do it.
Right.
Gotcha. That makes sense. No, that to me is what makes it a family type of place. I mean, you know, come on in, relax, enjoy. You know, don't worry about looking at your watch. As long as, you know, you're here and everything, we're having fun, and they're not telling us to shut down, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
then go for it.
That's the worst thing to do is when you come into a place and they're closing up, and then they make you feel like they're closing up.
Been there.
Yeah.
I have been there. Yes, that's not a lot of fun. Because then you're kind of like, do I want to order something, and what are you going to do to that? Yeah, I hear you. Well, man, I've taken a couple bites of the burger, and
you got some on the microphone, but I won't let them know in the back.
No, that's okay. No, actually, I you weren't looking. I licked it off. Never mind. So that's why I have my own special little pink mic. Ryan, this has been great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, anything coming up that?
Well, I mean, you always have. The big holiday people always remember is Mother's Day, but don't forget about your father's.
Exactly.
We are open normal hours. We have actually on Sundays. This is a crazy thing. Every Sunday we have half price wings.
Nice.
350 local beers.
Nice.
So you can make dad really happy with wings and beers and get away with an affordable
ticket.
For
me. Yeah. I'm a dad. You know, yeah. So what
dad doesn't like local beer and wings?
Yeah. I won't go there. I won't go there. Well, again, this has been great. Folks, this is the second show. Hopefully you have enjoyed it. If not, well, we're trying. That's all I can tell you.
Tune into next show.
Yeah, there you go. We'll see what happens. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and clicking on Shut Up and Eat. All our shows will also be available on iTunes. Thank you for listening for choicestoyou.com and Priority One POS. I'm Tom Voris. Now, shut up and eat!